USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a grand state funeral in the nation's capital yesterday for the late President George H.W. Bush, a smaller family-oriented funeral is set for a few hours from now at an Episcopal church in Houston. Yesterday's funeral featured a fair amount of humor. For instance, here's historian and author John Meacham.
He never slowed down. On the primary campaign trail in New Hampshire once, he grabbed the hand of a department store mannequin asking for votes. When he realized his mistake, he said, "Never know. Gotta ask."
In other news, one Marine's in stable condition. There's no word on the condition of a second who were injured after two U.S. Marine Corps aircraft collided off the coast of Japan early today. Search and rescue efforts continue to find five other Marines. This is USA Radio News.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders, ready in as little as 2 hours, to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more, with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Two people are dead after a semi-truck crashed into a school bus in Illinois overnight. Police in Bloomington say the truck was driving the wrong way on an interstate when it crashed into the school bus carrying a girls' basketball team. The police say two people killed, but they offered no further information. We do know at least 11 people were on the bus, and the students have been taken to several hospitals. Snow and cold air could cause some travel problems today and over the next few days. Today in the Great Lakes and Northeast, as snow showers are expected around the region as more Arctic air is dipping down into the U.S. and lake effect snow could lead to as much as a foot of snow in some areas. The largest newspaper in North Carolina is now calling for a new congressional election over fears of voter fraud on Election Day. The Charlotte Observer says it's found troubling details of voter fraud in the 9th congressional race that's forced it to conclude there should be a new balloting. And this is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Prosecutors in Alabama are going to have to turn over evidence about the shooting at a shopping mall in suburban Birmingham on Thanksgiving. A judge yesterday ordering prosecutors to share evidence in the shooting that ended with a police officer killing a young black man. The officer says he thought Emantic Bradford Jr. was the one who had opened fire in the mall, shooting two people. Bradford was armed, but never fired his gun. According to the investigation, a 20-year-old man has since been charged with attempted murder in connection with that incident. His attorney will now get all the evidence, including videos of the confrontation which led to those shootings. TV star Sarah Hyland is taking a break from social media, she says, after receiving negative comments. The Modern Family star says on Twitter, quote, "You guys finally did it. Your horrible, negative, ignorant words have broken me." Hyland received social media backlash after asking fans to set up a GoFundMe account to pay funeral expenses for a 14-year-old cousin who was killed last Saturday by an alleged drunk driver. Some fans critical because Hyland does reportedly earn over $100,000 an episode on Modern Family. And recreational marijuana now legal in Michigan as residents over 21 can officially grow, possess, and smoke it effective today. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.